Mike, when you look at a running game like the Bears have, is this one type of game where you just buckle up the chin strap and got to do what you got to do up front?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're looking forward to it. You know, they got a good back, good offensive line, so got to get after it.
As one of the leaders in this locker room, what was the talk heading into Chicago on Sunday after a couple tough losses about turning this thing around against a divisional rival here?
Definitely have to get it turned around. And what better time to do it than against oldest rivalry in football? You know, we always have great games against the Bears, and just looking forward to having another good one.
Mike McCarthy was saying how crucial energy is to this football team. Do you think you can kind of recapture that starting this week?
Absolutely. I don't think any energy was lost. You know, we just have to make sure it's got in the right direction. We've been having great weeks of practice, and just got to make sure everything translates to the field.
Mike, you were wrecking people in week one against Seattle. Then you were injured, came back, and play hasn't dropped off, but you haven't been as productive. Are you still dealing with injury at all?
No, I feel fine. You know, football is it's an interesting game, especially being an interior lineman. You know, you're going to have games where everything is just going right. You're going to have games where everything's going right, but you're not producing. You're going to have some games where you accidentally fall into plays. You see that a lot around the league. And, that's just the nature of the position. But just had to keep the focus, keep chopping wood, and eventually, those big production games will happen. So it's just a matter of staying focused and not getting discouraged, but just keep working hard, getting to the film, seeing what can be, be done a little bit better. Like you said, the play hasn't dropped off, just that production. And there's a lot of factors that go into production, especially if you're an interior lineman.
Mike, all those different types of games, what kind of games do you feel like you've been having over the past month and a half?
I just think I've been consistent with doing my job. You know, obviously, I like to make a lot more plays. You know, that's how you get judged. In this NFL, you don't get judged for doing your job, setting things up for your teammates. You get judged on what you do. Statistically. So, obviously I like to get the statistics, but as long as I'm helping my teammates to open things up for other guys and, just being there, pushing the pocket however I can, holding up double teams, whatever. You look at Kenny, Blake, those guys have been doing a phenomenal job this year. And if it means I'm going to take up the double, maybe a triple every now and then for that, then so be it. You know, it's all about the team. And if that makes us a better defense, then absolutely.
You say doing your job and setting things up for other guys. So we've seen Blake top five in the league in tackles and really at each week. I mean, how much do you feel connected to that production?
It's a direct link. You don't see one great linebacker that doesn't have a solid, at worst, solid front in front of him. So, I think the guys in the defensive line room, me, Kenny Dean, Quentin, Ricky, when he was here, have done a really good job at just being what we need to be. And Blake has been capitalizing, man. He's a really good football player. I always liked him. I like his attitude. I like his energy. I like what he brings. And he says, hey, I'm going to make you guys right. Just go play football. I'm going to make you guys right. And he's been doing that. I'm extremely proud of him. He puts in the right type of work. He has the right mentality. He's a great dude. And, he's one of my favorite teammates, man. So I'm – every day we go to practice, I look forward to getting to work with him.
Mike, do you feel like this team, this defense just needs that one big play to kind of create that snowball effect?
Big plays definitely help. Big plays definitely help. And as long as everybody does their job to the best of their ability, hustle to the ball, they'll come.
Mike, we just heard Josh Jones tell us that he's ready to bring that juice. Is it nice to see that everybody is still up and ready for this game?
Absolutely. And to hear that from a young guy, that goes to show he has confidence and he's excited to play. Sometimes you get young guys that come in and they kind of have that deer in the headlights. Well, he doesn't have that at all. And that's just really great to see. So I'm looking forward to seeing him do some play some really good hard football.
And Mike, back on the inside backers for a second, you've had obviously Blake here for 2 years, Jake's been here for some time, Joe since 14. How much do you think that continuity's helped you guys with what you've been able to do in the middle of the field, just having that relationship with that same core?
It definitely helps, and those guys, they've been really doing an awesome job. They fit where they need to fit, they fly around, they make those type of hits that you expect inside backers to make, and they're just overall good, hardworking men. you know, and I'm glad that those are the guys playing behind me.
So, Mike, that's, I mean, it's great that you take one for the team or two in the case of double teams, but you want to be an impact player, and you've been an impact player. So do you have to, is there more of a premium on the occasions where maybe there's a window of opportunity that you can't miss it? I mean, if they're doubling you a lot, the rare occasions you get single block, do you have to make something happen? Do you worry about pressing a little bit? I mean, you want to do more than just take one for the team.
Everybody wants to make plays, and you know, because it feels good to make plays, and then everybody tells you how good you are and all that. But it's a team sport at the end of the day, you know, and you have to be unselfish. So playing this position, you know, our role is to do what we can to open things up for everybody else. And as I mentioned before, look at Blake's production. Jake's been doing a heck of a job. And Joe, before he got hurt, he was doing awesome. And that's what it's all about. Now, the margin of error is very small for when we do have those opportunities. So when they do come, we have to take advantage of it. There can't be a misstep. There can't be miscommunication. You know, so if those plays would be made, you just have to make them when the opportunity presents itself. Other than that, you can't go chasing plays because that's when bad things happen. So it's a team game, it's a team sport, and it's all about helping your teammates and making everybody else around you better.
Mike, any reaction today to seeing that Martellus is out on the practice field for the Patriots?
I wasn't aware of that.
Do you think he quit the team? You talk about everybody trying to work hard to get better.
I don't know. You got to ask him. I don't know about the situation.
Feel let down by that at all? Mm-hmm. By him practicing?
I mean, you asked me about a guy on another team. You know, so.